Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. This is the easiest way to get more sales, get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025, and it only takes minutes to start seeing booked calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Scott Grace. Scott is a visionary entrepreneur and a testament to the power of strategic relationship marketing. With a career that spans the founding of multiple seven-figure businesses, including nationally recognized insurance agencies and a real estate portfolio, Scott has mastered the art of leveraging relationships to amplify business success. Scott, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Yeah, Josh, thanks for having me today. I have three children, and so it's like asking me to pick my favorite child, which I'll do on any given day. It'll be a different answer, but there's so many, I hate to say hacks, but systems, processes, mindsets around, getting things done. It is hard to pick just one, and I'm sure we'll dive into a few of these. But we're on the Do Zone, and my answer to this is going to be to shift away from your to-do list and really shift into a mindset of thinking in essential terms or critical terms. So I truly believe that your to-do list tricks you into believing that you're busy. And so when we talk about focusing on the essentials, one, two, or three, and we never go above three, critical activities for the day, essential activities for the day where you can get done at whatever time you get done and think, damn, like that was a good day. I'll put this in the win column. So really shifting away from the to-do, which is this never-ending list of things where if they get done, great. And if they don't, no biggie, to essential, is really where I start my day.
Yeah, I love that. And a lot of times we get stuck on trying to follow a rigid structure, the to-do list. I gotta knock out my to-do list. But as human beings, generally speaking, we're not very organized people, as people. Like I personally, I'm a little bit of a mess. That's why I surround myself with people who are organized to make me look better. And if I have to follow a to-do list and, well, you got to do number one, then number two, then number three. But if you really think about it, you might not need to do number one at all. You might be able to push number two off to like tomorrow. And actually, you just need to get number three done and that's it. So, what are some ways that you found to kind of like home in and prioritize? Like, all right, I'm going to throw this list out the window, but I got to get something done today. How do you figure it
Yeah,
out?
great question. And everything I do is in threes for whatever reason, because I'm a pretty simple dude as well. I pride myself at just being brilliant at the basics. And so three essential activities per day in priority order, like you mentioned, but then I have that to-do list, right? I have all these other things. All right, well, what if I knock those three out by 10 a.m.? Like, awesome, what's next? And so I do have this long quote unquote to-do list. But what I do is, let's say I'm going into a Monday and I have this list, and I do what everyone does. I cross out things as I go. And then on Tuesday, whatever I don't get done, I'm going to carry over like we do. I'm going to name my top three essential priorities again and then keep chipping away. And Wednesday, I'm going to do the same. But then the fun thing happens on Thursday. If I look back and anything has been on the list for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then I take it off the list. Because if I wasn't able to name one of those things as one of my three priorities for three straight days, then it's not essential and it doesn't belong on the to-do list. And the longer our to-do list is, the busier we feel, right? It becomes overwhelming and tricks us.
Oh, you're hurting my soul. You're hurting my soul, Scott. You're hurting my soul because I am notorious for like, all right, I'm gonna put this on the list. This has got to get done. This is super important. And then like I don't get to it. I'm like, all right, it's got to stay on the list because I still got to get it done. And sometimes I'll have things sit there for weeks. And what it's doing is it's occupying RAM space in my brain because it's like having like 57 tabs open, which I'm not sharing my screen, but I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm like some people do that, not me, but and so but that makes a lot of sense because, you know, about the RAM space analogy, like Chrome has actually started doing this thing where if you go and look at your tabs, it'll show you how much RAM each tab is using. And then it's like, oh crap, that's why my computer doesn't work.
Yeah, listen, you hit on a couple super important things there. You know, number one is just because we're taking it off the list doesn't mean it's not important. It's just not important for right now, right? And you know, maybe it's not important for Josh to do, right? And so that's one thing. The second thing is I am that OCD freak who has no emails in his inbox. I have no, what do they call them, badges, notifications, you know, on your apps. I don't know what they are because I don't have them. I was just with someone the other day, and she shared her screen. We were on Zoom, and there was like 12,000 emails, and I literally like I started having anxiety attacks. I was like,
Oh
"Ooh,
yeah, man, look at
yeah,
that.
there
Oh
you go."
yeah.
No, don't do it. Don't, you're gonna
Look at
ruin
it,
the rest of
Scott.
this
Look at it.
conversation.
Yeah,
I'm not looking.
4,795 emails
Josh is,
unopened. Yeah.
yeah, he's holding up his phone. Yeah, it's very very nerve-wracking for me. I don't know if I could bounce back from seeing that. But
Yeah.
you know, the other thing I do is I use this, what I refer to as triple D approach. And I don't know if this is mine or I stole it, but I'm claiming it for mine. And it's this time multiplying funnel. And I've listened to your shows, and I know that you have a lot of healthy conversations around time, and that we have more time than we believe or tell ourselves, right? We like to lie to ourselves. So my time multiplying machine with this triple D approach takes, you know, if you're picturing a funnel, it starts wide at the top and then narrows towards the bottom. And what we typically do with our Ds, which is do, delegate, and decline, is we put do on top, right? We're in the do zone. We're all type A's. We're all entrepreneurs. We're all doers, right? And so it's natural for us to want to do that. And that widest part becomes our to-do list. I flip mine, right? So the very first thing on my list of three D's is decline. I'm looking for reasons why I shouldn't do whatever it is that's there. I've gotten really good. This was not easy. This took a lot of work, a lot of years at saying no to things. And then the middle section, a little bit smaller, is the delegate. And you know, I've got between the b multiple businesses about 30 something employees. And they will tell you this is what I'm the best at is delegating, right? It's like a game of hot potato. Something comes into my email. Well, how's your email empty? Because I'm forwarding or delegating, and actually have a lot of rules set up where it automatically just goes to certain team members. So I never even see those emails. But texts and emails and social media messages, I treat them like a hot potato. How quick can I either say no or delegate it? And then what's left is what I actually need to do, right? And that's the smallest piece of the funnel. So decline, delegate, do, and then you've got the choice. Am I doing it now, right? Next 3 days, or am I doing it later? And you know, but then we just file those appropriately. So I'd really try to keep the list tight to just those most essential activities after we run it through the funnel.
And once you've got that dialed in, there's one topic that I know you're really passionate about that I'm personally really passionate about, and it's the idea of bringing back the personal touch in a world that is shifting more and more digital and impersonal. And I know that's something that's important to you. It's something that's important to me. It's the reason, it's the number one reason, Scott, that I do a podcast, to be honest,
Awesome.
is I gotta sit here and be face to face with human beings. Otherwise, I'm just withering away. And you know, sitting behind a screen and sending emails and looking at my badges of 4,795 emails that I haven't opened.
Don't do that. Don't do
Yeah.
that.
And so talk to me about some of the ways that we can reintroduce that personal touch in a world that's becoming more and more cold every day.
Yeah, I love the question and I am passionate about it. So just released a book called Referrals Done Right. And it's really a book about relationships. But when you put relationships on the cover of a book, it goes into a whole different department and it won't make sense over there. So, you know, a referral is just a relationship. It's an introduction. Every good relationship is built on trust. So what you're talking about in this digitally dominated world, and I'm not anti-AI, believe me, I use it. I'm not anti-automation, I use it. But in this dominated world of algorithms, you know, I say algorithms weigh ounces, trust weighs pounds. And ultimately, any positive relationship, any meaningful, lasting relationship that you have in your life, it didn't happen quickly, and it didn't happen over an algorithm. It happened eyeball to eyeball. And there were some promises made, some standards set, and you had to deliver with consistency to prove to people that you are of value to them. Because let's all, you know, let's all admit it, be real, right? Like, I don't care until I know you care about me, right? We're all very selfish. We don't say that, you know, openly, but it's true. We're looking for people of value. So how do we show up and add value to someone else's life, expecting nothing to return in return with consistency, so that over time they trust us and they want to introduce us to people in their network? And so, you know, really it's become this process of intentionality, you know, very strategic, very scripted, although it's not made to feel that way. We pride ourselves on showing up in unique ways at unique times. I don't do holiday gifts or holiday cards. I don't do birthday cards because everyone's doing it. You know, we figure out how can we show up at different times, and in a way that's meaningful and impactful, to Josh, right? Or even better, Josh's family or Josh's inner circle. And so, you know, really that is the referrals done right process. Who are your key relationships? Who are the people that are already doing business with the people you want to do business with, right? Because they have that trust. So the way we can multiply our time and kind of shortcut the system is, instead of me trying to get in front of the masses, thousands of people, I just want to get in front of a couple hundred key people who already know the thousands, right? And it's this idea of, I can go out and fish all day long and try to catch as many fish in the sea as possible, or I can just make friends with the fishermen, and serve them in a different way, in a unique way, and build that trust, and they'll throw me some fish every once in a while. So really, yeah, that's the contrarian approach to this, which is, you know, just pour into the key relationships that will lead you to the people that you're looking for anyway. Just, we don't do it in the same way everyone else is doing it.
You know, there's this balance line that we have to draw between, well, I can go and one-on-one, face-to-face, and shake hands with people and build a really meaningful relationship. But the downside to that is I can't do very much of that. Mm-hmm. On the other end, I can go and get my message in front of thousands of people, and that has a lot of benefits. But the downside is they don't know me as well. They don't have that experience. And so the goal here is, there's always, we have to strike a balance between, we need to get out there in front of enough people to make an impact. But we also need to spend enough time to make an impact and invest enough energy to make an impact. And so we should be constantly, it's like, it's never perfect, but we need to be constantly making this effort to balance out. I need to find a way to be personal at scale, in a way that is harmonious with whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. And what I've found is the guys that are very, very heavy on that personal touch, when you ask them, how do you get business? They'll typically say word of mouth and referrals, mm-hmm. which is awesome, but you're missing out on predictable, you know, people coming in all the time. And then when I hear people say, how do you get clients? I run ads. That's great. But you're missing out on that personal touch. And so the ultimate answer, I think, is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. And I just refer to it as the sweet spot. And it's different for everyone, right? And so I work with a lot of small business owners. And for some, they might be 80-20, you know, with the traditional marketing, reach the masses, ads, you know, different campaigns. and 20%, on the relationship side, and then some might be 60-40 and whatever it is. But it is, you got to run your own race, and there is no one size fits all solution, or else we'd all already know, and none of us would be doing podcasts and having these conversations or writing books and whatnot. So you got to figure out where your heart is, what you enjoy, what do you want to be known for? What's your personal brand? For some people, what I do with the relationship piece, they cringe and they're like, eh, I really don't like people that much, which is fine, So it's like, I'd rather be automated than that. Great. You do you. I just enjoy, I enjoy these conversations. I enjoy, learning more about people and what makes them tick and their families. And I'm hyper focused on my local community. Real passion to help kids see the best version of themselves and build confidence and constantly giving back. So that, that's my deal. So no different than how I operate in business when I'm doing training, coaching, consulting. I'm not trying to push any agenda on anyone, and I'm not trying to be all things to all people. I'm looking for, about 1,000 people who are like me. Just hyper focused on their local community, enjoy relationships, and looking to get strategic and intentional and be consistent with how they show up and when they show up for key people.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about what you do, who you serve, and how we can connect and learn more.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And for your audience, if you're into this stuff, check out the book. It's Referrals Done Right. It's at all major retailers. You can find it anywhere. Just hit the USA Today bestseller list. So we're super proud of that. And then my name, which is Scott Greats, GRATES.com. So ScottGreats.com is the hub to find all things me and what I'm up to.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Scott Greats, for sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done and his triple D method. Love that. For those of you who want to connect with him and learn more, you can go to scottgreats.com. And whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. One more time. If you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. That's it. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.